on parenting. She's the co-author of a book that's called Great Expectations, Your All-in-One Resource for Pregnancy and Childbirth. Katie, let's take a look at Bassinet and Crib Safety. What would you like new parents to know?
Well, first of all, most parents have this strong urge to keep their baby in the same room with them, and that's natural. And so that means buying a smaller version of a crib or a bassinet the baby's close at hand. It's important that whatever small baby bed you buy, that it be stable. If it's about to rest, the legs are not going to collapse with the baby. That the bedding itself, the mattress, is extremely firm, that it fits flush against all the sides of the bed for the baby. And the advantage of the smaller cribs or bassinets is that you can move them in and out of your bedroom. And all parents, of course, end up buying a crib, either before the baby is born or afterwards. In Great Expectations, we recommend that you not buy a used crib. And that's because as cribs are stored in basements or in attics, their components begin to rusten. Hardware gets worn out. Even though an heirloom crib may be just what your mother-in-law would like you to use, it may not be the safest answer. Cribs are regulated by very stringent federal laws, and that means that the more recent the crib, the better it's regulated in terms of crib safety.
Now, I'm wondering, Debbie, if there's a cutoff date in terms of having a crib that is most up-to-date. For example, if a neighbor says, oh, you can have my crib and borrow it for the next couple of years, and it's 10 years old, or 3 years old, or 6 years old, might those cribs be a safe bet that aren't terribly old as far as safety?
I think it is an impression that crib, when it's put together, to be sure that all of the components work. You don't want to use a crib, for example, that has screw holes that have gotten worn or that has